Alrighty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Trade Writers Podcast, the comic book club, where we read a different trade paperback every single week. I'm Daniel, you're Nathan, you're Dom. We're homies. We read comics.
Yes, we do. That's right. How you doing, Dom?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing?
Doing well.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you,
Dom. I'm sorry. My bad. I know. I realized get-go. Okay.
There's a book in front of him, and he's like, we're in a library. And in a way, we are, because we have so many comics here.
This is a podcast. We got different segments. You can jump around. We got the book, which is Godzilla Half Century War by James Stokoe. You can jump to Back Matter Matters or the poll list, but we start with the news.
And you know Rebel Moon?
Yeah.
The movie that's coming out?
Zack Snyder, Star Wars?
It's getting a comic book called Rebel Moon : House of the Blood Axe.
That sounds metal as fuck.
It's a very metal name. And it's going to be published in January from Titan Comics.
So that's Titan, pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah.
Is Zack Snyder writing it?
I think he's part of the plot, but I don't think he wrote it.
Mm.
Like, he'll be the person who's like, here's what you can and can't do.
Yeah.
And so I think he'll be credited, but he won't get like...
Yeah, because I'm like, how do you get the source material for that? Do you just riff? Or like, how does that even work? Like, you have to get it like from...
Does it come out after the movie, like clear after?
I would assume so, because the movie comes out in like December or something, doesn't it?
November, December. Or I think, December.
Yeah, like pretty close, so...
That might be another IMAX trip if they have it in theaters. I think that'd be worth it.
Yeah, I think
so
too.
That would actually be very nice. I think that's IMAX worthy.
Why not? 100%.
Because that's a Netflix thing, so maybe a small theatrical run. Hopefully.
I feel like they would do that. Yeah. But surely the people writing it, I don't have it here, but they probably have seen the movie already, which is fun to think about. But I thought that was cool.
Nathan.
Yeah.
Do you like when rappers make comics?
It's good every single time.
It sure is.
It's never failed.
That's happened before?
It sure has.
Punisher and Eminem have been together.
I don't think he wrote it, but he was in it.
But he was surely a part of it.
Was he the Punisher in a way? Punisher was saving
Eminem from gangsters, I think. Okay. I've never read it.
The Weeknd, he did a comic.
Oh.
Starboy.
Yep.
Oh.
Snoop. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know who else has done
one. I mean, that seems legit. Why not?
Yeah.
That dude from the Black Eyed Peas.
Will.i.am.
No, the other one.
Ooh, don't know.
Can't tell you. Can't tell you. Cannot tell you.
It's like a...
Oh, wait.
The one with the hair.
Yes, I know who you're talking about. Because he actually lived up from my house.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
In Mesa?
No. In Altadena. He, what is his name? Oh, my God.
Is there like a K?
It's a karma or something. It's like.
My dad would see him at Starbucks.
That's insane.
Whoa.
The guy with the long hair, right?
Yeah.
No, he was one of the four. He was one of the core four.
Oh, Taboo.
Taboo, yeah.
Taboo, he's been writing comics lately.
Really?
Yeah, he wrote like Friendly Neighborhood Spider-Man, that one that came out this year.
What?
He's normally co-writing with somebody, but yeah, he's been like pretty big into comics. He's done a couple things.
Is his accreditation Taboo?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of funny.
Oh.
Yeah, you could probably look up some of his stuff.
I was going shopping. This is relevant, I promise. I was going like grocery shopping and I was in like the bean aisle, I guess, and I saw there was a bean called Black Eyed
Beans. That's racist, man.
And I was like, oh, I love that band. And I thought it was a really funny joke, but Sophie didn't laugh as hard as I wanted her to. Anyway, continue.
You know, there's been comics made by like Method Man, RZA did one.
Yeah. A lot of the Wu-Tang people.
Yeah.
That actually makes
I'm sure we're missing
sense.
Some. I think maybe like Ray Logic. Shimmer did. Like Logic should, I think.
I feel like he has. But.
Dom, who do you think this new rapper artist?
It would be an interesting
rapper writer.
Rapper writer.
Are you asking who Aren't he thinks should thing? Be a rapper writer?
Or who would be an interesting one? That's actually
what rapper? Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe like Schoolboy Q. That would be kind of an interesting one.
Okay.
I feel like that one would be a little dark. Maybe a bit humorous.
Big Sean.
Big Sean.
I don't need that.
Nah,
well, I like it.
No.
Joyner Lucas.
Definitely not. Anyway, Kid Cudi is coming out with a comic co-written by Kyle Higgins called Moon Man. Oh. Coming January 31st.
He's a good choice.
Kyle Higgins or Kid Cudi?
Kid Cudi.
Yeah. Especially for a book called Moon Man. That, yeah. That seems up his alley.
Because he did the animated movie that I guess was pretty good, right?
Yeah.
It's not, well, he did like animate or anything.
He did?
Or write
he,
it,
he like wrote it or something.
It like came out in conjunction with like one of his albums, I think.
It's on Netflix. I can't remember what it's called.
Oh, no, I can't remember either. It was supposed to be pretty good, but that's cool. Moon Man.
Did you know that already?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I should come with a soundtrack.
Kid Cudi movie.
I love when that happens. Sometimes
is that actually a thing?
Yeah, sometimes they'll
Intergalactic,
come out with,
that's what it's called.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was. Mm-hmm. But yeah, sometimes people will come out with like a soundtrack for their comics. And it's not very often they do that because it's kind of hard to communicate that or market that, you know?
That makes sense.
But one of my favorite comics, Murder Falcon, the guy fucking shreds on guitar. And he came out with like a SoundCloud or like a GarageBand like soundtrack for his comic. And it's all just instrumental, like super heavy metal stuff.
Do you guys listen to music when you read or no?
Not often.
Really?
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
I can't
it might be cool
read...
to listen to like a movie score while you're reading.
Just Hans Zimmer. It would have to be, think by Hans Zimmer.
It would have to be like instrumental stuff if I have, or like lo-fi or something like that.
Fucking
like
John Williams while you're reading like Star Wars comics?
That'd
go hard.
I don't know. That's kind of... The last couple times I did this, I did listen to music. Like, I think I listened... I was listening to Erykah Badu when I was reading Batman, and that was actually pretty fun. And then I was reading it yesterday because I got it late because I ordered it from Amazon, and they just delayed it and delayed it and delayed it, and I finally got it.
Oh, sketchy.
So I was just listening to Daft Punk's like live album.
Oh.
And oh my god,
interesting choice.
Next level.
It was so nice. It was so nice. It was amazing,
dude. That Tron soundtrack would work for like a lot of like comics. I feel like
that is I agree.
Some futuristic,
especially
shit.
In this, like when shit hits the fan, you know, when just any beam,
and he's going around the world,
yeah,
or like the fucking Doom theme.
soundtrack. The Doom theme would be crazy.
That'd work for this, I think.
Yeah. What else we got? DC is coming out with a Valentine's Day book called DC's How to Lose Guy Gardner in 10 Days.
I hate that.
That actually sounds pretty good.
It's a 80-page one-shot that will be published just in time for Valentine's Day. And the issue will revolve around a number of characters going on dates, successful or otherwise.
With Guy Gardner?
With Guy Gardner.
Oh, okay.
That is amazing.
Because they had that one. It was like... Grifter got ran over by a reindeer, but like Grifter wasn't like in it.
Like, yeah. That's just like what they called it.
Yeah. That was just like a funny thing.
That's frustrating.
Yeah. I think you might have been in like one, you know?
So yeah, that's kind of fun. I think it's a good idea. And what else we got? There's going to be an Iron Man game coming from Motive Studio. We might have known this already, but apparently Ryan North, the writer for like Unbeatable Squirrel Girl, a couple
Fantastic
other things,
Four.
Fantastic Four recently, is going to be writing it. So that's really? Pretty cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
That's actually pretty sick.
Motive Studio responsible for games like Dead Space.
Ooh.
And one other one that was pretty good, but
that's
I can't remember.
That's going to be very juicy, yeah. Actually.
A Dead Space though. Studio.
I mean,
like,
I'm sure it's going to be team. Iron Man. But if they can make that like M, that would be...
There's no way.
I know. But I mean,
but it would
know,
be cool.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
It'd be like COD where it's like, hey, there's a couple missions. Are you sure you want to do these?
Yeah.
Like, they're kind of controversial.
There's not a whole lot of Marvel characters that can make like an M-rated game, I feel. It's like Punisher and like Wolverine, which they are coming out with a Wolverine game, but I doubt it'll be M.
I'm sure Deadpool games.
Oh, yeah, there's a Deadpool game.
Yeah. I never played them, but I mean.
It's pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll see why not. How could you? You can't fuck that up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What else we got, Daniel?
You know, I had like no news, so.
Yeah, we recorded like later last week, so we had less time for news,
mm-hmm.
I feel.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's all I have.
That's all I got.
Okay.
Did you got nothing for us, Dom?
I have nothing. Anytime
did
I see,
steal your news?
No,
or?
No. Anytime I see anything comic book related, I'll send him.
Yeah.
To him. Hey, I mean, he probably knew way before me, but I'm like, oh, hey, cool. And then I'll
most
just
most of the time
there.
I haven't.
Okay.
You know, because
so
like
I'm pretty useful.
Twitter news is like way different than other news. You know, it's just you just won't find that certain stuff. Like there might not be sure. like an article about some new book coming. You know.
Yeah.
Okay.
So no, I do appreciate it.
All right. Well, yeah, they're gonna keep coming.
Sweet. Oh, actually, did you,
and coming.
Did you guys see the Omni-Man Mortal Kombat like finishers and stuff?
Oh my god!
Oh yeah! It was
just, oh my god!
It's just the Invincible scenes where he's like punching someone in a mountain or like holding them up to the subway. Yeah, that was.
Yeah, as soon as I saw that coming in, I was like, that and Homelander. Like that's. I mean, obviously, it sounds cheesy, but I mean, also,
it's pretty cool.
Peacemaker, I feel like it's kind of getting slept on. Being included in that pack.
Yeah, I think people are just so excited for like Invincible and like the boys tie-ins to
Yeah, that's true. So. I mean, especially when they're both kind of like, you can kind of, everybody's kind of comparing them as similar characters because they're both kind of those like,
they're just evil
Superman, you know, type people. But like, you know, it's very, you know,
it's cool.
If they were to fight, like it's different.
I hope there's like an Eagly like move.
Ooh.
Where like he like shoots him and Eagly comes down and like bites like him or some shit.
Bites their eyes out.
Or like scratches him.
Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah, I want something with the helmet.
Or like Vigilante comes in.
He just throws the helmet.
Yeah. What's the one that like gives people something? Like it's like a
Dr. Fate's helmet?
No, he's talking about it. Are you talking about just like a different Peacemaker helmet?
Yeah, there was one where it gives him like a disease, right? Or something. Oh like yeah,
there's like a bunch of stupid ones.
Yeah. You know, like that'd be kind of funny.
He just and like puts the helmet on them and it just explodes. And,
like it gives it to them and then like it like the, like over 20 years later and then they like die. That'd be kind of nice. I'd like that.
That'd be funny if there's like a time jump to the fatality and it's like 20 years later, they're just bedridden in a hospital.
Yeah, I'd like that very much.
That'd be funny. It's also pretty cool that they got like J.K. Simmons to voice Omni-Man in that game as well. Did they get Anthony Starr?
That was my next question.
I don't know either.
I hope so. I don't see why not.
Yeah.
That'd make me sad, though.
I just kind of expect it to be different voice actors.
If they got JK. Now, if they got JK, they got Anthony.
They probably just had him, had JK do
He's
it.
He's got to be
like,
cheaper.
While they might have even just taken lines from, like, unused lines from Invincible Season 2, maybe.
Maybe.
That's true. Yeah, they probably could have just scrubbed lines from him.
Because I doubt J.K. Simmons is like, I'm going to get you Scorpion or whatever, you know?
No, actually, I'm sure each person has like a different, like...
They typically do have like very specific like lineup lines. Yeah.
I'm sure it took an afternoon.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, but they could definitely make it, I'm going to get you, you other human...
I'm going to get you, Scorpion.
Yeah. They just plug
they just
it
cut,
in.
Paste it
oh,
in.
That'd be amazing. I would like that. Yeah.
Anyway, that's getting to our book this week.
Yep.
We read Godzilla, The Half-Century War by James Stokoe.
And one other guy, right? Color assists Heather Breckel. Oh, wow, did he do the lettering as well?
Yeah, dude.
Oh my god, what a beast.
Probably.
This guy. Yeah, you guys have physical versions. I really like yours.
Oh, you do too? Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Take a look at that.
Look at how cool his is.
Let me see yours.
You can trade.
Yeah, that's a...
He was one trade. Let's
talk about it. Why is yours like... Did I read the wrong one?
No, you read the right one.
Okay, cool. I was about to be like, oh, no. So
that's everything that Godzilla by James Stokoe.
Oh, so this also continues the story.
Not necessarily. It's just other Godzilla stuff that he did.
It's so cool. Like, it looks like that could be a Godzilla
This
movie
is
poster.
Sweet. This is a good pickup.
Oh, I see.
He's like, what the fuck? It's like $20 for a hardcover. I'm like, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, get back.
Yeah, no, okay.
Right, thanks. Thank you. And mine's pink. And I
like
I think
the coloring
cooler.
Of yours, though. Well, mine, you know, it kind of looks like a book.
It is
a book, yes, but I mean, like, it looks like a...
No.
Like, you know, there's tape on it.
It's
fake tape. But it feels real.
Are you saying it looks like a journal?
Yes, thank you. Okay. That's better words. I appreciate it.
That makes sense, because a lot of the narration in this is a journal.
Dom, what were your expectations going into this?
You know, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't realize how big of a monster fan I was until... Dan actually called me out on it one time.
Really?
We were talking.
Is that why we have you on?
He wore a Godzilla shirt to Comic-Con. And so I'm like, oh, I guess he just loves Godzilla, you know?
I do enjoy Godzillas. I guess I do enjoy big monsters. But one time we were just talking and then he said that to me. And we were like texting or something. It was like over messages. And I was like, yeah, you know what? I am actually a big monster fan. I love mechs and like just, you know, like those large scale kind of like things. So, I mean,
you have a favorite big thing movie?
You know, not necessarily though, which is annoying, but I just love those concepts of just like when it comes to like maybe like you controlling a thing larger than you, you know, like
Pacific Rim.
Exactly. Like Pacific Rim or like, God, what are those animes? Like Gundam.
Gundam,
right?
Yeah.
Gundams. And then there's another one as well. It's like earlier than that.
Real Steel.
Yeah, the one with Shaq, right?
No, that's just steel. That's good.
Yeah,
there was nothing real about that steel.
No, there's. I think it's Evangelion or something like that.
Evangelion
or something. Yeah, yeah, I fucked that up. Thank you.
Neon Genesis or whatever.
Yeah, you sound like you really like it.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm fake.
I remember watching Godzilla versus Kong, mm-hmm. that movie, and having so much fun with it.
Last one that came out.
I guess it would be, yeah. Or no, didn't Godzilla 2 come out after that or something like that?
No, it was like Godzilla. I mean, like that was the most recent one.
Their last collab. It's the one where they go into the prehistoric place, right?
Yeah.
And then they go into the temple.
I just really like the part where Godzilla is... There's like a fight on top of aircraft carriers.
Yes.
And it's really funny because at one point... one of the aircraft carriers like flips over and then they like flip it back around over. And I'm like, wow, these are big monsters if they can do that. Yeah, and they're like jumping from like each one.
Just being in there would be torture. Obviously you're dead, but I mean like, just imagine like, oh,
the
dude.
Motion sickness, yeah.
Dude. Oh man.
Like when you're in the like, afterlife fucking... talking to like, would you, I was hit by a car. What about you? You know, actually, gorilla. There was, yeah, monsters in my universe. And
so heaven is like,
they just tumbleweeded the friggin'.
So yeah. Heaven is where multiverses come together.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just what happened to you? Just, yeah. That would actually be really cool.
Yeah.
But then there's just like a bunch of like, and then like alternate versions meet each other.
Ooh.
That would be kind of cool.
That would be cool.
Different Hitlers and
all
stuff.
All the Uncle Bens. Interesting.
Oh, yeah, you think Hitler's a good guy?
Wow,
that's what you said.
Oh yeah, no, he would be. Hitler, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well,
I'm sure ultimate.
I mean, multiverse sure, Hitlers probably yeah, are pretty
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't people like us here?
Why do people look at me so weird?
Yeah, I don't remember.
So,
what
were you thinking? Like going into like a Godzilla comic? Like, did you think like, oh, no way, this could be as good as the book? Or what were you thinking?
I really wasn't, like a movie? Yeah, I really wasn't too sure about it because like. I mean, I had a lot of like keeping my expectations kind of low because I didn't know what to expect from it, if I'm being honest with you. And I didn't expect to love it as much as I did visually as I did because like this looks so good.
It's so good.
And there's so many details and I love the style of it. Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of like when, especially when you see the tanks and like all those like kind of mechanical stuff, it looks like the, there's like an arcade, was it like Metal Gear Solid? Like the arcade?
Uh-huh.
One where it just looks kind of clunky a little bit.
Daniel said, but he has no idea what you're
talking
about. Yeah,
he doesn't know what I'm talking about.
I'm just trying to keep it going.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. I'm not going to pretend, man.
I'm not just going to shut you down. Like,
yeah,
I have no idea what you're talking about. You know?
Well, it's okay. You could at least, I appreciate you for lying to thank you. But I would see those a bunch of times, like kind of like when I was younger, but I really liked what this looked like visually and, my expectations were pretty low, but I really did enjoy this.
Sweet.
Yeah.
I think it's best I didn't tell you anything about it.
No, yeah. And I kind of didn't look up anything about it. Like you just said Godzilla and I was like, yep,
cool.
That's
sounds good.
Good enough for me.
What about you, yeah. Nathan? What were your expectations going into this?
Honestly, I really like James Stokoe, but I've only seen him do like Alien, I believe is what I saw.
Yeah.
But it was like a while ago. And so I was like,
yeah,
I
was like,
he'll probably do pretty good.
Alien Dead Orbit.
Yeah. I was like, he'll probably do pretty good, but I think he is like born to do this,
right?
As soon as I like, even like the first page, I see like the amount of like detail and destruction, and I'm like, it's pretty sick. And then when you see like that first double page spread of Godzilla and just the level of scale, and like he just gets really creative with it.
Yeah.
And so I fuck with this nice. A lot, even though I don't really care about any of the characters in here. Mm-hmm. Like too much.
Yeah, and I don't know much about them, which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
Makes me kind of fake.
But it's definitely a Godzilla story in that way because you don't really care about anybody in any Godzilla story. Like name one character.
Mothra.
Bryan Cranston.
Exactly. Yeah. Other than the kaiju.
Okay, sorry. That's it.
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah.
So it's like,
oh yeah, he wasn't there.
So Walter yeah, exactly. White. So it's like you watch it for big monster fights on top of aircraft carriers. I keep wanting to say helicarrier.
Yeah. But, and I'm glad that they had that in here too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But they didn't flip it though. Like I love in it though that he was just like kind of just posted up chilling on it. Like, what's up? There's like right before they fought. Like, yeah. Those, yeah.
And like, I don't know if this is on purpose or if I'm being mean, but like Godzilla looks kind of goofy sometimes, which I feel like he just does normally.
Like Godzilla looks goofy.
Godzilla, like, if sometimes it'll just be like framed on his face, and it'll be him like reacting to something,
and he looks really confused.
And
all
and
the
he looks
time.
Like either he'll, like, confused or like shocked. Yeah. There's times where like yeah that he turns
he can't
his head.
Bend the neck, so he's just like moving his body. Yeah. Like,
and I'm like, it looks
like
goofy,
Batman.
Exactly. Like, yeah, exactly. And it like looks a little goofy to me, but like it's supposed to, or not supposed to, but like that's kind of how it is done in like the movies as well. So
I feel like
it just he just nailed it. I think
with this, like, I don't think he goes into that much detail when it comes to the face, which is fine. Like, it totally works for his style because, like, his, like, people aren't, like, super detailed either.
Yeah.
You know, they have, like, kind of a cartoony feel to it. So, like, I get that when it comes to, like, Godzilla. But when you have, like, such realistic looking, like, landscapes and stuff like that and, like, destruction and then kind of the rest of Godzilla's body looking that detailed, you kind of expect it with the face.
Yeah.
But yeah, that did kind of take me out of it a little bit, but
I want him to do more like horror stuff because I feel like he's on par with like some of the craziest like manga artists and stuff.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I see that.
So I like him a lot, but yeah, let's get into it.
Wonder what he's doing now.
So Godzilla Half Century War, it's kind of comes from the perspective of like a journal written by the main character Ota Murakami, and it's like it starts off in Japan 1954 and it's like him recalling his first sighting of Godzilla. He's like a lieutenant in the military and his men try to attack Godzilla to no effect, and everyone except Ota and his friend Kentaro survive. And yeah, off rip, I mean, you just see how detail-oriented James Stokoe is. And when we first see Godzilla, I love the lettering that he does with like his scream. Because it's like kind of lettering, but it's kind of just like jumbled mess, which is exactly like what the Godzilla scream is.
Yeah.
And I feel like it works so well because he makes it seem so loud and like reverberating.
I thought it was like a cloud or something. I'm like, oh no, there's letters in there.
Yeah.
It kind of looks like a burp or something. But yeah.
And yeah, so I think it's just very creative, like, that's how he, like, onomatopoeias that roar.
Right. Yeah, no, it's pretty cool.
And
so Ota is driving, like, the fastest tank of all time.
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, he's zooming.
The mobility on these tanks are insane in this. Well, on all vehicles and everything. They're like, all right, make a left right here.
Yeah. And, like, and we're going to dodge Godzilla's blast
at
right
one
now.
Point, they're driving, like, on a building. I don't know if you caught that.
I'll point it out. And they flew off. And I thought at one point they landed on Godzilla's tail.
Really?
Like later on in the
we'll get to that.
Yeah,
but
so since they can't hurt Godzilla, Ota and Kentaro decide to distract him so that the people in Japan can evacuate. And so they do so successfully. They just like kind of distract him, get his attention, and then the artillery barrage allows Ota to get away, and Godzilla just goes back into the sea. And I think something that really helps this book is the coloring. I think does a lot of work to like make it not just so confusing, because if this was like black and white, it would be like work almost to like read.
Sure.
But the lettering makes it so distinct, like what you're supposed to be looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And he really crushes like the destruction and everything too.
Yeah, like this first one, it's like shit that's like being destroyed is like purple, and like shit that's like already destroyed or like not important is like red.
Yeah.
And then like the foreground characters are like colored normally.
Yeah, destruction is really strong too, because like
the destruction
is
beautiful.
You need some buildings getting fucked up.
I love when it's done like right, like any kind of debris or destruction and stuff like that, because like I can, because you can see when it's like done lazily, you know. Mm-hmm. And so like this one,
yeah, they're not shying away from it at all. Like all the wide scale shots are always so like satisfying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you kind of just sitting there for a little bit and just like staring at it, you're like, oh my god, this is just like no fucking lacking at all.
Yeah, that like took the longest is just to like look at all these details and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, and I can like zoom in and stuff, which I did a lot, and you could like see the dimensions on like just like the smallest bricks and stuff. Like he didn't just make like little,
I can
like
zoom in
squares
too.
Yeah, you just put it closer to your face. You put your glasses on the book, and so yeah, super cool. But Ota hears that the government finished off Godzilla like later. And but then later Ota and Ken would be recruited to the AMF, otherwise known as the Anti-Megalosaurus Force, otherwise known as Adios Motherfucker, a good drink.
Yes.
At the bar. So either one of those. But yeah, they get recruited, and basically that group is just creating weapons and hunting Godzilla. who is still alive.
I feel like they honestly should have been praised a hell of a lot more for what they did. Like,
yeah,
like
they saved a couple of thousands.
thanks, second team, for saving all the people.
You did great.
Yeah, good.
They tried, like, artillery striking them. Yeah. Like, the military was like, we have to just kill these guys. Like, we can't risk this Godzilla thing going now. But, yeah, honestly, what they did was super noble.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they... I mean, yeah, they did take the job, but still, it's just insane.
Yeah. So then it jumps to Vietnam, 1967. And there's been a few appearances of Godzilla since then, but the AMF has been following Godzilla. And they notice that he seems to be chasing after something, but they don't really know what. He like keeps kind of changing his path. And there's also a scientist on the AMF named Doc who made like a big gun called a Mazer that hurts Godzilla, kind of.
I love the fact that like Mazers is just like a thing throughout it, and they keep like emphasizing like, oh, look, there's a Mazer on the tank. Like,
I forgot about it, and I was like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I do love when they like do the wide scale shot for like the city that's going to just get absolutely decimated.
Mm-hmm.
It's always so satisfying.
I like his blast as well that comes out of his mouth.
Oh my gosh.
Like,
yes.
I love just seeing him like charge it up and like shoot it out. Super fun.
Looks kind of icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we see another kaiju that kind of like comes out of the ground, and he looks unreal. Is this like a normal kaiju that we see?
His name's Bowser.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Mario just comes in. Mario comes in, grabs his tail.
He can only be stopped by other turtles.
Yeah, a plumber just shows up in Vietnam, an Italian plumber.
Yeah, that's it's a me. Those are the people that popped up out of the ground.
I can handle. Kong is Mario.
Yeah, yeah. My that's thing what is, Mario is. What were they doing? They never explain how he just spawned from underground. Like they're
the
just
kaiju
like,
or the Viet Cong.
He can dig.
Both.
Viet Cong clearly trying to ambush. Yeah, I think
they got fucked up with their ambush.
I'm kind of surprised how. Like, well, I mean, I get it. Imagine if history didn't continue down the same path because of him arriving.
Yeah.
Like, no Japan, Vietnam War or whatever.
Like that. Yeah. Imagine. Like, I mean, if there was like, a war somewhere else.
This is dumb. Like, let's just fight Godzilla. Yeah. You know? Yeah.
But I do like the fact that, I mean, I guess, like, he's just like, oh, you guys are having a war over here. Let me just, don't mind me. Like, just coming through. Like, when Godzilla. I saw this happening, I was like, wow, I really hope he doesn't go to Afghanistan later. Because like, that would just be so
like, the
bad.
Whole point of, like, Watchmen was to, like, there be a bigger threat than whatever country there was. Yeah, yeah. And then they kind of, like, focused on that and put their differences aside. But
America is still,
they don't
like,
give a shit about that. Because this guy only pops up once every, like, 10 years or something.
Yeah, and America's still like, yeah, we can fuck these guys up.
Yeah.
He kind of looks like the Pokemon Sandshrew. This new kaiju, because he's got like the spiky back and shit.
Okay.
But I think he's so cool looking. And I like that he has like his own distinct fighting style where he just kind of like jumps at Godzilla, but like the backside of him so that he can like poke him and stuff.
I don't understand how he gets so much momentum.
He gets
to
so
do
much
that.
Speed.
It's really good offense and defense, honestly.
Yeah, it really is.
Because you can't catch that.
Because this is like one of my favorite panels where he just like clearly like throws himself at him and he's able to like twist maybe midair. And I think it's really funny.
This dude would be a great fullback.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, it is kind of interesting that just the Vietnam War is happening in the background as well.
He would definitely pull off a tush push.
Yeah, dude. He's like the Kyle Juszczyk of kaijus. Dude, that's... I mean, I want to know, like, were they just harboring this, like...
No,
kaiju and then
no,
Akira?
I think the kaiju. I think it kind of ties into kind of the plot point later.
The kaiju is also like following whatever Godzilla was following.
That's true. Yeah,
I think they feel.
But
each
I'm
other.
Curious where, like, you know, obviously Godzilla came out and then he came out. Like, where was he? He was just chilling down there.
So he like
just sleeping.
When he leaves, he like sleeping. He digs into the ground. Yeah, so okay. I think he was just digging his way up.
I see. Okay.
So I don't think he was just chilling in the mountain.
To be fair, there was no way for anybody to identify them back then. You know, too like.
Do you know who that is? Like, or what, like, kaiju that is? Like, the name or anything?
No, I never knew
I
that.
I do not know.
Okay. You do?
I didn't know that.
Oh.
But you said it was something, right?
No, he said Bowser.
I said Bowser, but that was a joke, was clearly.
I thought you knew, and you still made that as a joke.
Oh, okay. I thought you believed that. Oh, that's funny.
I like this panel of Godzilla.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of the times where he looks goofy, and he's like, "What? Where'd he go? There's a bunch of smoke."
Yeah.
So they fight for a bit, and Godzilla wins when the other kaiju just like tunnels away. There's like a bunch of smoke. He decides he needs to make his getaway. And then Godzilla changes his path again when he decides to leave. And so Ota kind of falls along the projected path, and he finds like a piece of technology that he thinks is attracting Godzilla.
Is this the one where they use that weapon? The weapon to shoot Godzilla? Maser,
yeah.
Yeah.
Did you mention that? During the course of the fight, yeah, they had like a bunch of masers, and then now they're down to like two.
Yeah, it just does like a crazy...
like a big laser.
Beam or something. Yeah, and he gets hit in the eye. I'm like, oh, that probably does something. You know?
That's probably a weak point.
I guess I never really thought about like how tough like Godzilla's skin is, because like fucking nothing penetrates it, you know?
Yeah, dude, the power of radiation is insane.
Yeah.
That'll make your skin stronger?
Yeah, like just withstand it. Yeah, because I'm looking at like the shot of like all the... like what,
nukes,
B-52s just like flying right over, just dropping that. Yeah,
I do like when Godzilla like walks away and like he seems like a little shy sometimes, like
stop.
Like, look at this.
Yeah,
doesn't he seem like a little like, ooh, okay, sorry.
Yeah, like his toes are touching.
Yeah, he's doing like
exactly
I think it's hilarious. So yeah, now we jump almost another decade. It's Ghana, 1975. There's even more kaiju now. They just keep popping up.
It's like all of them.
It's like if you can name a kaiju in the monster Godzilla universe, like it's in this. And they're just like fighting in the background.
I just love this first shot of him just chilling, looking out, and then just like absolute chaos.
He's like I cannot do anything.
Like, so, this is literally hell.
Yeah.
Like, I see this. I'm like, they're so fucked. Like, why do they even try? And there's like six of them left?
He should be like smoking like here. And he's like, I just fucking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, but I think just seeing a flying moth that size, I think, would just probably scare the absolute shit out of me just alone.
The only like other kaiju I really know is like Mothra. And so I was like,
who's this lobster guy?
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to know what he tastes like.
Some butter? Are you kidding?
Yeah, dude, we got to cook him.
I mean, you don't recognize like Rodan and like, you know, the other ones?
No.
Or Hedorah?
No, I know that,
because they were in like the movie, you know, like but it's King like of Monsters.
They felt more generic.
I'm kind of interested. Yeah. Like, what is that one that looks like a,
like Cthulhu,
like a bug person
on the right side?
No, on the left side. The one who's,
it's like a bat
next
thing?
To the spider.
Oh,
the one with like eyes,
looks like
but
a beetle or something.
What is that?
Yeah, it looks like a
Megalon.
Is that him?
Looks like a Pokemon
or Kumonga. All right, wait, there's a fucking like, hold on, there's like a profiles page.
Oh yeah, there is a sweet double page where it like names them.
Yeah, Megalon.
Megalon.
Does it say the Philippines?
Well, he was talking about like kaijus popping up.
Oh
randomly.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, all right, I was like,
yeah,
no,
it's
way.
Megalon, you know, Mothra. Okay.
the Philippines. Yeah.
But yeah, so there's a bunch that are just popping up, and the AMF has split their squad into researching and trying to hunt each one. And then also the piece of tech that he found in the last part is a retrofitted transmitter, which is originally designed to keep monsters away, but now they just like reverse whatever, like polarity or whatever is going on, and now it attracts the kaiju. And so, and that was done by an ex-AMF scientist named Dr. Deverick.
I'm not going to lie, it looks cool as shit.
What?
Dr. Deverick.
Yeah.
He's a piece of shit, but this dude looks...
It's just weird that like we're introduced to him like this issue, you know, because it's like clearly his work was put into effect like the issue before. So you think they would like introduce him real quick.
It seems weird to like introduce the problem and then the origin behind it in the same issue.
And then be like, he used to be part of our team and then he turned bad and then he has this thing and that's why there's a problem.
I think it's good to spread it out. Be like, what is this thing? And then you're like, oh, I guess I better buy the next issue.
Or like Ota meets Dr. like Deverick, and he's like, okay, nice to meet you. And he's like, man, I fucking hate monsters or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, like too. Plant the seed a little bit, but you know, whatever. I'm just here to see big monsters fight. So,
and I love this like one, this shot of just like all the people with the monsters.
What I think is really underrated is that they clearly like each squad split up into researching each one has like a different like shtick kind of, or like a gimmick. And like the people hunting like Hedorah have like these super heavy looking armor like suits on, and I think it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like that they have their own like little personalities.
I like the juggernaut looking dude where you just see his eyes, you can't even see his face.
Yeah,
like that guy's seen some shit, you know what I mean?
Like the Batra people are like just super punk rock, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I want to be on that team. So Ota's team goes to find those like transmitter things to shut them off, but they have to drive through pretty much like a kaiju war zone, and they do, and they end up making it, and they find Dr. Deverick next to a transmitter trying to like film himself pitching those transmitters as a way to weaponize kaiju for money. And so this is the double page where they are just kind of driving through no man's land, but kaiju version.
Yeah, it's like a little map thing. It's pretty sick.
Yeah, and I just like when they drive up on the actual building itself. Like, why was that the best option for whatever was going on?
Because the spider guy was about to step on him.
Yeah, just turn right, you know?
Got to be sure.
But I think it's just a super fun page because you get to follow like the whole monster battle and shit, and Mothra is kind of just like in the background. But I'm confused because they drive through Hedora, which is like a weird octopus looking thing. They like hit a sweet jump and then they like fly through him. And then they were like surprised that there's like acid or something like on their car.
Like acid blood.
I was surprised how easily it was to just drive through.
I know. I'm like, just I'm do like, that.
Okay. So you're telling me
we need like a drill.
You guys could have
like Godzilla.
Like throw a missile. Like
exactly.
Yeah, so. No, they just need a VW bus.
A VW bus.
That's all it takes.
And driving, power of friendship.
And about 60 miles per hour.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
But like they were like, oh man, there's like acid, you know, on the thing. I'm like, don't you have a research team dedicated for this one guy? And they didn't know that.
Was that really the only option?
Yeah, I know. That's what, so I just at thought it was funny.
At least they can put resources into other people now.
Yeah.
Because they're like, all right, guys, well, we did that. That was easy.
Maybe like the research team for Hedora like discovered that he's super weak, but they didn't tell anybody so that they could keep their jobs.
Yeah, they're just
that's fair, like,
God damn it, like, we gotta go.
Seemed like one nuke would do the trick.
They're like, nothing works. We tried everything. Me
in Godzilla task. I'm not going anywhere.
So they try to stop Deverick, but he flips the transmitter on, which attracts all the kaiju. And so Deverick ends up getting away in that confusion, and the AMF general schooler gets crushed in the debris and dies.
Why didn't they turn off the thing?
That was very sad.
Yeah, it seems like a pretty easy mechanism because he just like kind of hits a button. So it's like, do you think if they just hit it again,
it'd turn off?
It would stop? Or maybe like once it's been done, they're like, maybe we should check that out.
Well, I mean, once you crank it to chaos, you can't go back, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Like, yeah, it's just a...
This is probably my favorite panel where all the kaijus like turn their heads and they're like, oh, what's going on over there? Did you guys hear that or like what?
All right, guys, chill.
wait, time out.
Yeah.
Like, they all clearly are like, okay, this is the new thing that we have to destroy now, not each other.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's that part. So now we jump to Bombay, 1987. Ota is still grinding away every day trying to find and get Godzilla. He's, like, devoted his whole life. He's got no friends, no family, only Godzilla.
That's his meal ticket, dude.
Yeah. And
that's his religion. It's Godzilla.
But the AMF has constructed Mecha Godzilla.
Hey, they're like, this will work.
Oh yeah. My god, dude. The introduction to Mecha Godzilla was just so like,
I'm surprised like this plane can carry it in this like super big box.
Yeah.
And the box is like
two planes.
Was it two planes?
Yeah.
Oh
yeah, you're right.
That's right.
I'm also surprised. I'm just like interested in the logistics of delivering Mecha Godzilla, like, because they Amazon have to drop Prime. It standing up.
Yeah.
So that it could, so that he could like walk out.
I'm kind of curious. Yeah. Why don't, I know they did it obviously just to like blow Godzilla's mind and everybody else, but like they could have easily just dropped him. Like, you know, you don't have to like,
just like the have whole him box. Carried by shoulders. Yeah. And then, like,
so drop now
him.
You got to go get the box again.
Yeah.
Once everything's done.
And that box is way over engineered, right? Like, dude, there's so many like mechanisms it looks like involved.
And there's all these things box. Shooting out. Yeah. They're just like hitting like just unnecessary buildings. Oh, yeah. Like
the
bumper, stuff.
The bumpers like pop out.
Yeah.
Then it like just opens up like a shoebox.
Yeah.
But I do love how mind blown Godzilla is.
When he sees.
Yeah. When he's like.
Yeah, this panel.
Yes.
He's like literally jaw on the floor. And he's like, what the fuck? Like,
he's just fucking like,
oh, you motherfuckers. Yeah.
It's literally the Pikachu meme. Yeah. And so, yeah, they make Mechagodzilla.
Did you expect Mechagodzilla in this?
I, 100%. I did not, actually. In this one, I was like, oh, maybe it's just Godzilla. And then, like, just the typical story where it's just man versus Godzilla, not like yeah, Godzilla versus Kaijus, and then the fact that this actually was there is kind of like, oh, okay,
as soon as cool. I saw like everything was being thrown in like last issue, I was like, they just, the only thing that's missing is Mecha Godzilla, really.
Okay.
And then the one with the three heads, that Kaiju,
King Ghidorah or something.
Yeah, because I think that one was in one of the movies, right?
Yeah, King of the Monsters.
Yeah. What was that other one with it too at the end?
His name
with the three-headed
Gigan.
It was like a dude. It looks like a dude wearing a kind of like a costume. Yeah, kind of, you know, like,
I mean?
Yeah.
But he can fly. Yeah. It was like, where did that come from?
Oh yeah, he can like just sharp, like slice and dice.
Yeah, he's kind of cool.
We'll get there. We'll get there. We'll get there. But no jumping ahead, Dom. Yeah.
He just mentioned the three-headed thingy. Both I was going to say dinosaur.
How dare you, first off?
Yeah, I know.
You can leave.
The dinosaurs are extinct?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not That's anymore.
Ridiculous that
these guys are real.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So Ota sees Deverik while Mecha Godzilla and Godzilla are fighting. And Deverik has improved his transmitter to be perfect. And it was...
Mobile.
And so he turns it on and it attracts a Godzilla from space who flies down in like a crystal spaceship.
AKA Space Godzilla.
Space Godzilla. And he has powers. He can levitate.
He's got telekinesis,
I believe, is what you meant to say.
We're going to talk about that? Are we going to talk about that?
What?
Look at its freaking...
It's Space Caduceus.
It's Mangina, yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the design of him is really strange.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So I mean, he has crystals really cool. coming out of him, which I like. Everything else I think is a little over-designed.
He kind of looks like a Power Ranger villain.
He does.
Yeah, he does.
I think like the exoskeleton looking like chest looks cool and
that
all.
That does look kind of neat. The bottom part.
Yeah.
Like if we could just fix that.
Yeah. Maybe he just didn't know how to just wrap it up, you know, tie it all together.
True. He's got like a fupa. It's like, it's weird. You know?
Yeah. It's like, when I saw that, I was like, it's hard not to look at that.
It's like a weird, there's like a weird crown. There's like a double crown on his head.
I just realized his tail. Dope. I didn't even realize his tail because of this whole.
You're so distracted.
I was like, bro, what's going on? I mean, I love the shoulder pad things. Like, that's super sick. And I love that little thing on the front.
Yeah. Oh, and he can make, like, fucking force fields.
Yes, yeah. He has a fucking shield.
He's so OP, dude.
So sick.
He's throwing crystals at people. He's
like a Jedi. Like, this dude's over here, like, Obi-Wan-ing this stuff over here, just throwing shit.
Godzilla's like, let me hit him with the haymaker, and he shoots his mouth beam, and then he just has a shield.
Shoots his mouth beam? Oh, my God.
Well, that's Spacezilla has a cooler mouth beam, because it does, like, this double helix thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's fucking cool.
And you know when it just comes out, it's like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
Dude.
When they do Spacezilla in one of the movies. His
dubstep beams.
Yeah. I love when there's just like shots of like the people just standing from a distance watching. And it's just them like, you know, like those memes where it's like a small like Viking. And then it's like this gigantic beast a thing that it has to like face or whatever. Like that's what it kind of, reminds me of like when I see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like no shot. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
So Ota discovers that the source of Spacezilla's powers is the crystals on, which is its ship as well. So he gets into Mechagodzilla. He kicks the guy out that was in there before.
It's his ship. Did they say that? I didn't even realize.
It's his ship. They didn't ever say that.
That's how he came down.
That's how he came down.
That's true. I do love the shot of Air Godzilla looking like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, dude, that's
good addition.
Oh, speaking of crazy shots,
do the nastiest dunk.
In fucking, wait, where are they, Bombay again?
He looks like he's about to dunk on him.
He's about to end his career.
About to get put on a poster.
Too small.
The cover of ESPN or Sports Mag.
I'm gonna just like put a little basketball in his
hand. Dude, that'd be so. And then a backboard behind him.
Yeah.
But like this shot where like he's coming in on a spaceship and there's also crystals coming down and like you also see Mechagodzilla and regular Godzilla. It's like, damn.
The hardest entrances.
And it's like, you know, James Stokoe is good because he does that thing with the clouds where they're like in a big, they're like kind of
Swirly.
Doing like a swirly thing.
The storm kind of thing.
Yeah. It makes it look even bigger. Like he just went all out.
It just absolutely decimates wherever it lands.
Space like, Godzilla had to be so close because as soon as that fucking machine turned on, he just appeared.
Turned left.
Like he's just in, just in the neighborhood or some shit.
Yeah, he must have
shortcut
been.
If you make a left right here. Yeah, oh, that's funny. His GPS really helped.
Yeah, so Ota gets into Mechagodzilla and he targets the crystals. And then he teams up with regular Zilla to kill Space Zilla. And then that was pretty much it. But it was kind of cool because he's like been hunting Godzilla this whole time. And he's like, maybe I should kill the Godzilla with powers. That's probably like a bigger priority.
Yeah, the one that's going to be a bigger problem if it kills Godzilla.
Yeah, because I thought that was kind of funny. I'm like, all right, now they're going to help Godzilla. And then he's like, well, I mean, if this guy can fuck up Godzilla... We need to get rid of him first. Yeah, and I'm like, all right, that's a valid point, valid point.
I'm like, okay, that's good. That's good prioritization.
And it's kind of funny, when I saw these, when we went to that, what was that called? What was that con called?
Phoenix Fan Fusion?
So I saw a Godzilla box.
Oh, yeah.
And
there's a Space Godzilla box. You have a Space Godzilla figurine?
Space Godzilla and regular Godzilla.
He's got the Fupa in here, too. Oh,
does he actually?
He's got the Godusi?
Yeah. The Space Godusi?
Yeah.
Whoa. Wait, so is this not a James Stokoe original? Or
I
is
have
it?
No idea.
No, no. Space Godzilla's been a thing.
Really?
Yeah, he's just barring from the old movies and shit.
I thought you this can is Google, a Stokoe original.
You can Google Space Godzilla and shit will come up.
This is fucking... cool.
That is pretty cool.
The design of him is fucking insane.
It's so dumb.
It's like two big crystals. That's wild. You're trying to mount it on.
Yeah, just I'm chilling right there. Yeah, no, it was kind of funny because when I saw that, I was like, wow, dude, there's no way. This one looks funny because it kind of looks like, you know, like those Young Boy memes?
No.
The NBA Young. Oh. Yeah. That's Space Guys in like one of the movies.
Whoa.
So a little less cool.
That's crazy.
Can I see?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Does he have a big spaceship?
I assume.
Oh, dude. Yeah, he looks wild with his shoulders like that.
We should watch every Godzilla movie.
Dude, that's like 50 movies.
I would be very
is it really?
There's so
yeah,
many.
Yeah, there's a ton
the of Japanese Godzilla ones, movies. Dude.
Especially like, if we go into black and whites, too. I mean...
I was thinking 7 max.
No shot. Maybe... Okay, maybe I'm exaggerating. Maybe it's like 20.
Even
but still,
that's
ton.
Way more than I thought.
Ton.
I saw a video, and it was like 5 minutes, and it was just displaying all of the Godzilla's like beams or whatever, and... one by one, and it took a fucking minute to get through them because like they were all different, you know.
Can you please send that to me?
Yeah
I would enjoy that very much.
It's pretty
it's a compilation like, of every time Godzilla shot a mouth beam.
Yeah, cool. But it's showing like the design of the Godzilla and like how big they were in comparison to each other.
Oh, is there like a little chart and it's like
yeah
the original Godzilla
bigger. And, yeah and oh, they have cool. you have you next to like buildings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it's pretty fucking cool, but it's like long because there's a ton of them.
Did they compare Godzilla's size to the Empire State Building?
Probably, yeah.
I like that.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. But anyway,
that's how I
as long
measure
as the
things.
Empire State Building's there, I'll be there.
Yeah. That's how I measure things past like 10 feet.
Exactly. Yeah.
But how big is it? How big is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar compared to the Empire State Building? Anyway. All right.
So then we jump to 2002.
At the end of the world.
At the end of the world. Half of the globe is all fucked up. From kaiju, not necessarily just Godzilla, but he probably contributed. And but Gigan and Ghidorah are here, and they're fucking things up. They've been an issue. So,
so as of late,
they've been a little encumbrance.
So is Gigan like a rooster?
He
here comes the rooster.
Is probably a rooster, yeah.
But with these like
with
sickles. And tusks? Yeah, I don't
know. The sickles are cool.
I was like, all right, why is he like the final boss battle, you know, with King Ghidorah of all people?
I think
people?
It's just because he could fly. Like, I think the point of this one was like, get the flying
and
ones.
Then you see that because he can fucking fly super fucking fast.
Like Superman.
And then just slice people up. Yeah.
I love Mechagodzilla just chilling.
Yeah. And then like, the AMF they made a better Mechagodzilla and then also a black hole gun called Tidal Wave or something.
It's a maser.
Dimension Tide.
Don't forget that it's a maser.
I don't think it's a maser. I think it's like something completely different.
Is it not?
But we can call it a maser.
Thank you.
And then, they make this black hole maser and Mechagodzilla as just like a final attempt to stop both of them. So Ota and Ken are, they take out the young pilot that was going to go into Mechagodzilla. And Ota's like,
the way they did that.
It's like, this is my fight.
Yeah.
You know? So he put him upon himself to just take out the young pilot.
By verbally bullying him.
They shocked him as well. Yeah. But
they shocked him?
Yeah.
What?
I thought they like tase him.
Ken like tases him.
Oh, I thought I thought what they did was they just made, by just like bullying him like that, he just fainted. He was just like,
It brought up childhood trauma.
I'm gonna die.
No, I thought he literally just passed out due to just like, I didn't think that me fighting three monsters was going to be a suicide mission. Like,
oh, they faint.
Yeah. And being shot by a black hole gun.
Yeah, exactly.
And were these the two kaiju that were in the second Godzilla movie? Because it was the one with three heads, and then was it this guy?
No, not the other guy.
Was it just another one with wings?
It was like Mothra, and then Rodan was in there.
Rodan.
Mm. He's like the pterodactyl one.
Oh, okay. Got it.
And I'm sure I'm missing one, but those are the ones I can think of right now.
So Ghidorah is the three-headed one.
Yes. King Ghidorah.
King Ghidorah. Got it. So he gets in the Mechagodzilla. Godzilla shows up and he's like, I'm here. What's up? And so they fight, all of them. It's a 2v2. It's like shirts versus skins, but Godzilla's versus like flying monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah. Godzilla's versus other.
Yeah. And so then the black hole gun gets activated and Ota has like a minute to put the kaiju in its line of fire. So he does this cool like tackle move on Ghidorah and Gigan and they get hit by the black hole gun. But Mechagodzilla and regular Godzilla are like also in the line of fire and Ota's like, I just need you to know who I am. He goes like, notice me, senpai, Godzilla.
Yeah.
And Godzilla like looks him in the eyes at one point, and then Ota's like, okay, thank you.
He's like, yeah, he knows me.
And then they just like get obliterated. And that's just how it ends. They both get sucked into the black hole. But can we talk about how cool the black hole itself looks?
Oh, super sick. Everything about that was super. I mean, terrifying. Some of the things that I liked about the fight too is like, there was some kind of funny things about like, I like the fact that there's a shot of Godzilla where he's standing and then the three-headed dragon is just like behind him, just like, like, oh, you thought shit was cool over here, bro? And then like fucking pounced on him.
Yeah.
That was very cool. But I also love that.
Dude, Godzilla like takes King Ghidorah's head and points it at the other one, mm-hmm. and like
gets him to use shoot.
The blast or whatever. Yeah. I'm like, that's pretty funny.
Crosses streams.
Yeah.
I like that the black hole like trajectory thing, it like curves like clouds or something like around it, like you just feel just like the gravitational pull. Then there's this like really sweet shot where it's like the two bad kaiju like about to get hit by it and it's like all in silhouette.
Yeah, some of those side shots that they just have like are just so like when it flies off initially, when mm-hmm. Mechagodzilla flies off, like it's the same kind of like silhouette shot of that, and it's just so satisfying.
It's so cool. And then there's like a, I'm trying to find it. Oh, it's this where Mechagodzilla tries to like grab Godzilla, but just like the pose of Mechagodzilla using his like boosters to just like go and tackle him. Like it's just like such a cool action shot that he's in. It's not like just like a straight like tackle. And I think it's really sick. And so, yeah, they both get sucked in, and that's it, I think. Except I don't really understand what the very, very last panel is. Is that just Godzilla, teasing another
Godzilla
kaiju?
Lives on.
Does he live on?
He sure lives, and a couple of things in the back over here. It actually has a picture of that talks about it.
So I think we all have three just different back matter, because mine's different, I think, from that, because I didn't get that.
Oh, this is back matter?
Yes.
Oh, cool. This is the first back matter. This is the first back matter
that you've had?
That I've had, yeah.
You didn't have back matter in the other two?
Dude, none of them.
Maybe just like covers or something.
I could see that with Batman.
Batman, but Obi-Wan didn't have any back matter.
Okay, cool. So yeah, let's get into back matter matters.
Back matter matters. Yeah, and you got the hardcover of this.
Oh, is mine different?
Yeah, so.
So explain to us. Mine just has covers.
Mine has an issue of Godzilla in Hell, which is
Oh, that is so fucking
Wait,
cool.
Is that after?
This is the first panel of him falling into hell. Whoa. And this is like a silent comic. There's no
way.
There's no dialogue. It's just his screams or whatever.
Yeah, that's valid.
And it's like,
it'd be actually funnier if he started talking.
Are there like Hella Godzilla or something?
No, there's
no like hell version of Godzilla.
There's like a thing he fights, but I don't think it's like.
What is it? What does it look like?
What if it's just regular demons?
I guess you gotta read it, dude. All right, let me find out. Oh no, you're right. There is a Hella Godzilla.
Yes.
Oh, what?
There has to be.
He like turns into this like monster thing.
Oh my god!
Isn't that sick?
Oh my god, dude!
He's like Demogorgon.
I know. It's like the Godzilla thing, like kind of transforming when in that one like long neck. Fucking, oh, dude.
That's actually insane. Stucco's such a fucking legend.
Yeah, dude. So this is the first thing that I've actually read by him, because when I was scouting out like Godzilla comics, I started with Godzilla in Hell, because it's a great title.
Yeah. It's like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, and so this is the first thing.
You had me at hello.
But yeah, and then I got like a cover gallery too, so I think that's...
A lot of them are James Stucco, and then like occasionally there's like a different one, but I'm sure it's like the same as one that you guys got. I like this Sheldon Vea one, where it's like very neon.
That's super dope. Cool.
Yeah,
I kind of want all these as posters, if I'm being honest.
Yeah,
with you,
honestly, like, all of these work really well as like pretty cool posters.
I'm glad it's not just like panels that he used in the book.
Like, he did more.
Yeah, I did. Like, I mean, it also made me kind of sad, because I'm like, fuck, I wish I would have seen that. Yeah. I mean, I'm glad I see it, but I wish it would have been a part of the story. Yeah. Maybe I'm just being selfish at that point. I don't know.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But.
Like, you wish that it was a panel in the actual book so that you can marvel at it.
Yeah, I actually get some pencils and inks.
No way. Is it like...
It's mostly just the covers in pencils and inks.
Oh, okay, cool.
Look at this madness. Can you imagine trying to ink that?
Yeah.
I would shoot myself.
He probably just kind of inks as he goes, maybe.
Are you going to color that in?
I don't think so, dude. No.
You just get some marker.
It would take forever and I would quit.
Yeah. And it wouldn't look as good.
Oh, there's actually pencils for page... page 6 of like issue 4.
Well, there's Mechagodzilla.
Yeah, the Mechagodzilla pencils.
That's sick. Oh man, I'm jealous.
God damn, dude. Look at all this shit, you know?
Yeah, dude. Like
all this like detail that was like all in the pencils, you know?
Oh my god.
I can't even imagine how much time that takes. How much?
Yeah, this would be a racket as a manga, you know?
Dude, yeah, 100%.
Oh my god.
Dude, a Godzilla manga would be so sick. I need to find one.
I think that's probably a thing.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's got to be some sort of kaiju.
So cool. Yeah, I like just bought this, because this book actually, this like deluxe version that I have came out like a month ago.
Oh.
And so when I saw it, I'm like, I can't resist. So.
Yeah, you've been really into like kaiju comics.
They're the best. I think they're so much fun.
Does Dom know about like, kaiju?
There's a book that just came out recently.
What did you just call me?
That's what they called me in college.
Actually, there's like an issue of it right there.
Can you give him the rundown on what it is?
Let me sit the fuck down. So that is the giant cockju.
Cock.
And that is a three-issue story.
Oh, God, that thing looks terrifying.
About a kaiju that...
The fuck is that?
...comes to Earth. And... I think it just like needs to mate or something. And so it like starts like fucking buildings and stuff.
Oh, it's like that one Dave Chappelle sketch where he's pretending to be Godzilla and he fucks a fucking volcano.
I think I missed that one. But
oh, really? No, actually? Episode, oh, yeah. You did?
I didn't know okay. about that.
See, so, yeah, essentially the same concept.
Okay, cool.
Jerry
cool.
Duggan stole from Dave Chappelle.
Wow.
Never thought I'd say that. But yeah, and... I loved it. That book is everything that you think it's going to be, but like a little bit better.
Nice.
And it's very fun.
This is actually really cool.
Yeah. We'll have to have you back on when it comes out, Trace, if you're down.
Yeah, I would actually be very... Yeah, please bring me back for cockju.
But sure. Anyway, what was the... Let me see that.
Yeah, so what... Did you read your Back Matter part of it?
I didn't, because for some reason I was like, everybody has this. I figured for some reason, I wasn't really thinking
like
about it.
Nathan will read it.
Yeah, I was like, I'm sure they'll talk about this. You know what? But there's one of them says like it marked the page of when the last panel, it's Godzilla like in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And it says like Godzilla always returns.
Wow,
like
that's sick.
Fucking James Bond or
like
something.
He's a interdimensional creature or some shit.
Yeah, there's like, it's basically just afterthoughts.
Yeah, because at one point he talks about like his opinion on the fact that like the like movies are canon.
Yeah, this one?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Sweet.
You talked about the movies?
Oh, but they're also doing, what's that with him and his son, the actor. Or is it a God? I know, I think it's a King Kong thing. It could be, or is it a Monsters thing?
No, it's a Godzilla.
It's thing. Godzilla. That's it why we're reading okay. this.
Yeah, that's what I, that's why I brought this
what's
up.
What's his name?
Because
who?
Kurt Russell.
Yes, and his and son.
Duke
Wyatt Russell. Russell.
Wyatt yes. Russell.
Duke.
I can't remember.
And
so Duke.
Little Jimmy. But yeah, so I think it kind of, there's like some parallels that we'll probably see, you know, like they will have, like the first couple issues of this was like the Wyatt Russell, you know, bit. And then the last issue, couple issues will be like when it's Kurt Russell and he's older, you know? Mm. So it's, in a way, it's also like a half century war thing.
So you think we'll see a Mazer?
I fucking hope so.
That would be cool.
Or at least Space Godzilla, you know?
Yeah, Space Godzilla would be fucking wild.
I need Mecha Godzilla.
If Apple TV really wants to swing their dick around, they'd put Space Godzilla in
season
there.
One finale cliffhanger is Space Godzilla.
I'll like call you immediately. Cause,
it's cause just like crystals falling from the sky.
I will scream as loud as I can.
If you crystals! Call There are crystals!
What are you saying?
Or like, I'll just like FaceTime you or something and like make just you watch me. It as I watch it.
Yeah, I expect you if that's what happens. But there's no way in a million years that happens, right?
If you can make Godzilla, you can make Space Godzilla. You know,
yeah, like, I feel like true. At this point,
the
yeah.
sky's the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, it's not the limit because Space Godzilla is yes, past but the sky.
He came past the sky. So.
Space is the limit. What is that?
Last time I was here, not last time. So the first time I came when I did the Batman thing,
mm-hmm.
I brought a gift because I found some stuff. I brought some stickers.
Ooh. Stickers?
Yeah, so if you guys wanted, I mean, these are all like attached, so you're gonna have to like obviously cut them out, but I have
we gotta share.
Yeah, we're gonna have to share, guys.
What are the,
where'd you get these stickers?
Where are they themed?
These also came with Amazon?
Magic, bro, magic. The magic of Jeff Bezos.
Godzilla comics stickers?
Are these Godzilla stickers?
These are Godzilla stickers, yeah.
Fuck ooh. Yeah, dude, those
so,
are sweet.
So look, check us out. So, oh yeah, there's a couple of them. So here, look, there's
it's like a book of them.
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Oh, these are like movie posters.
There you go. But that one he has like the anatomy of them.
Yeah, there's like an anatomy. Who the fuck is this guy?
Ultraman.
Is that what he is?
Yeah.
Oh.
Dude, does Ultraman fight Godzilla or something?
I guess, maybe.
Are these Frankenstein conquers the world.
Are these some of the same stickers or are they all different?
No, they're all different.
Wow. Here, let me see yours.
That's why I ordered two separate ones.
Oh, okay. So we
who's
can
the turtle
some,
man? And you can who's the some? Turtle kaiju? Look at this.
Maybe that's the guy we saw.
I don't know. Did he get featured?
Maybe. Oh, it might be actually. Godzilla yeah, I think 2000? It is actually because he has like little spikes. Wow, these are so cool.
Thank you, John. These are dope. Yeah.
This one just says Frankenstein conquers the world, and I don't really see Godzilla. That's,
yeah,
in
I know.
There.
That one looks like Rise of the Planet of the Apes.
So are these all for real actual movies?
I would assume so.
Probably, yeah.
Damn, there are a lot of movies.
There's like a shit ton. There's actually one coming out. Soon. Isn't there a new Godzilla movie
yeah,
coming
there's
out?
There's the one that is like the one that I think that's coming out is like the first chapter in this journal. It's like the one that takes place in 19 like right it's like sometime after the bomb because Japan is still trying to like come back from like all the critical shit that you know happened.
Yeah.
But then Godzilla comes as a result of the radiation.
Can we please watch Godzilla 2000? Because I think this is supposed to be like the future at the time.
What does it say?
And also the tagline is "Get ready to crumble," which is
it's a bake off.
That's a Godzilla's like, oh man, yeah. I need to get these cookies in the
Gordon
oven.
Ramsay's
wasn't there a Godzilla movie that came out in 2000? It was like the Matthew
Broderick
one.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looked more like a T-Rex kind of thing.
I think that
one
was like maybe like 2003. You know what I mean? Like okay. It was maybe like an odd.
Yeah.
Odd 2000.
Right. Not
I mean,
exactly.
I'm sure that one never happened. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. But anyway, fun stuff.
Yeah. So let's get into the pull list. Colin,
shove it in your box.
The pull list. What did you shove in your box?
What did you pick up this week, Daniel?
We're going to get Dracula number one by James Tynion. We're going to get Firepower number 28 So nice. getting near the end there.
Is there an end?
30.
Ooh, okay, yeah. Cool.
Black Hammer, the ends, number 3. Giant Robot Hellboy,
yes.
Number 1. And then Doom Patrol number 7.
I thought you said Dude Patrol.
At first. Yeah, Dude Patrol.
Dude Patrol. Yeah.
Penguin number 3, if I decide to keep going with that. And Predator versus Wolverine number 2.
Yes.
Like Batman Penguin?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like a Penguin series coming out.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And
did you say
Predator versus Wolverine?
Yeah, that's exactly what I said.
That was really hard to say. That's actually really cool.
Yeah,
it's honestly a lot of fun.
Yeah, the first issue was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I thought it was just, you know, doing it for the concept, you know, not really like execution, but it's actually pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, I also got Giant Robot Hellboy. Really excited to read that. Predator versus Wolverine. Wonder Woman 2 came out this week.
Mm-hmm.
At least for me, I picked up Void Rivals number 5. I got to read that.
Are you still?
I read number 2.
Okay,
I'm gonna stop here, and if I catch up and I'm like, this is cool, then I'll keep going. Okay. Only because I really like Lorenzo De Felici, who does the art on this book. So we'll see. Felici,
Rivadarci.
Jock's Distillery book came out.
Oh, did it?
Gone. Yeah. So I picked that up.
That one looked cool.
Dude, I was like, hopefully I don't have a big week this week, but then all this shit come out. So,
you know what? That, now that we've seen the creator, I feel like that book is very creator-esque. Like, it's in that universe kind of thing.
It feels...
I think you said Dune before.
It's got like, I think...
But I think it's more creator now, now that I've seen that, you know?
It's like if the creator was like more in the desert, I think. Because there's some like desert shit.
Is there?
Yeah, I think okay. So.
So Dune was correct, probably.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't read the book, but just based off the preview.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I picked up Alan Scott Green Lantern number 1, which came out this week as well. So
I was like in the comic shop when Drew was trying to decide. He's like, do I put it in the A's for Alan Scott or do I put it in the G's for Green Lantern?
It's a great question, and I'm glad you asked it.
I'm not asking you. He was asking me.
I actually have no idea. I don't know what I'm going to file it as in my long box.
You got to put it in with the G's, with the Green Lanterns.
Do I put it in the G's, but then in the front because it's an A?
Huh?
Do I put it in the G's, but like in the front of the G's? Because it's like...
If it's just Green Lantern, that goes first. And then after that is Green Lantern, Alan Scott. Or what's his name? Alan Scott?
Alan Scott, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so just Green Lantern and then
after
that. That makes sense. I like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you told Drew? Because no one...
I don't think it really mattered what order he put the Green Lantern stuff. I think as long as it's just next to it, that's the best.
Because no one's going to a comic shop and is like, let me check for like Alan Scott.
Yeah, let me start at A and just go down.
Hey, I noticed that you put the Alan Scott in the green
I should go to Ash and be like, this is not ordered
coffee. I find that to be strange because that's not correct.
The problem I did have was I was looking for Alpha Flight, right, when that came out. I went straight to the A's. Nowhere to be seen. I ask them, and like, oh, that's with the X-Men stuff.
Ooh.
So the very opposite end of the shelves. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I guess they're mutants in this. I don't know anything about Alpha Flight.
What is Alpha Flight?
It's like a Canadian Avengers.
There's a really short guy named
Puck. Don't laugh.
They're just like a lot nicer.
Yeah. Oh, sorry there.
Yeah.
But then I went to go look for Predator versus Wolverine. I'm like, oh, it's probably in X-Men 2.
Oh, it's not.
It's not. No, it's in the piece.
Yeah, Predator's not Predator. A fucking X-Men, Daniel.
Yeah, but Wolverine is. You think the comic book character would have more sway over than the movie character as a comic, you know?
But it's the Predator, you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
The way they had it is correct, but I was just going based off of what they're...
Do you think more people know about Predator or more people know about Wolverine?
Wolverine. I said Wolverine, but I meant to say Predator.
Really? You think so?
Predator, like, are all rated R movies. Kids love Wolverine, kids, you know? They've seen the X-Men movies.
Yeah, I agree.
But Wolverine hasn't been as relevant as much as Predator, I would say.
Predator hasn't been as relevant lately, other than Prey.
It had that Hulu show. I mean, there was also that movie. One before.
But it was
that.
A Hulu original, so that
oh,
was
best, best Predator.
I also didn't watch
Best
that.
Predator.
Which one? Oh, the funny one?
The 2018 one. Yeah,
that one was actually pretty. I did like that one.
That's the best one.
I didn't have any issue with it. I'm sure a lot of people probably did, but then they're not. They have to expand on that, right?
No, they don't.
No, I hope they don't.
If it didn't make shit, then no, they don't.
Actually, didn't they have to expand on that? Right?
Didn't they give the Prey director like another project? Dan Trachtenberg?
Ooh. Maybe Prey 2?
Yeah. Praise
the Lord.
Or maybe like just like another
religious. No,
it's maybe like another property or something like that. Or just like free reign and do whatever.
Second one is the Prey, but with an A.
I just want to see Predator in a bunch of different like times.
Yeah, I want a Predator in Japan.
Yeah, like against samurais? Are you joking?
Oh my god. That's I did China, actually Nathan. See somebody do like a Ninjas? Mad Libs video kind of like that.
Oh.
Where they're like, all right, we need a movie for Predator. Where's it going to be? Let's do Japan during like the samurais and stuff like that. And they did like, they made like a whole little funny elaborate thing, but it was just like, yes. Like,
that sounds fun.
Yeah. And then they had, what's the dude from the recent Mortal Kombat movie? Who was also in
Sub-Zero.
Yeah, but you know the actor.
Oh, the guy who's like in John Wick.
I didn't the watch old, John Wick.
The older Asian guy.
The one who was blind in the recent one? No, not him.
No, not that one.
Did you see Bullet Train?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, the dad. The dad of the
that's one... Michael Shannon.
Michael Shannon.
No, not the guy who wanted to kill Michael Shannon.
With the ponytail. Everybody.
With the ponytail.
The ponytail.
Bad Bunny?
The one who he took his gang away from him. Because remember how his character stole like the gang from like the group of men?
I don't remember.
He was a part of the group of the men. Well, I just saw it recently, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
So are you talking about Hiroyuki Sanada?
Oh, yes, of course. That's exactly. Yep, that's what I mean. Yep, that's mm-hmm. yep.
He was like,
Movie, please. Please.
That's where this whole tangent was. You want him in that movie?
Yeah, I would love that very much. Yeah, because well, I mean, in the video they talked about him in it, and I was like, I
just want
agree.
Predator versus this actor. You know, yeah, they could call.
I
it
mean,
that.
It doesn't necessarily have to be like him. To be honest with you, you know which Predator I really did like was the one where they all like kind of like battle royale, where they spawn in with
Predators,
with Adrian Brody.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was a good one.
That was with Toby. Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes, that was.
I haven't seen that one.
You haven't?
No, you haven't seen any John Wicks. Don't act like that's crazy. I haven't seen Predators.
Well, it's valid. I mean, for me, I mean, it's like the same. Sometimes I don't know. I have this conversation with my cousin about like the movies and stuff like that. Like, he's seen all the John Wicks. I've seen like none of the John Wicks. Not that I have anything against it. It's just like, I don't know.
Just try the first one. It's like an hour and a half.
I've seen the first one.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not trying to hate on John Wick. I feel like this sounds.
You just don't like dogs.
Sounds like you're the biggest John Wick hater.
I hate Keanu Reeves.
Yeah. And I hate pit bulls. Yeah. Did you watch anything? What have you been watching lately?
Yeah. Since reading is not your forte.
Yeah. I know. I've been, as far as watching, I've been rewatching a lot of like older stuff. I was telling him I've been watching all the Justice Leagues, all the Batman stuff, like the animated movies. The animated,
ooh, yeah. That's a good choice.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it's really.
Which ones?
Well, I watched both of the Justice Leagues. It's like Unlimited, and the other one is not.
Oh, the show?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Unlimited, yeah. And not Unlimited.
And not Unlimited.
Unlimited, yeah. And Unlimited.
Well, I like the first one. I can't remember, but the first one was when it was just like, you know, the little group of them, and the other one was like when they became the League.
Yeah,
you know?
And it's like, wow, we got Hawk and Dove. Everybody wanted to see that.
Yeah, but I think it's really cool because they keep up with the continuity really, really well, even though they change it. And
I should rewatch that show.
Well, because when I was talking to him about that, especially like when it came to the like the question,
yeah,
because he was telling me that what's the guy who made The Watchmen?
Alan Moore.
How all those characters are based off of the expansion characters that went to DC because of all like the Captain Atom or whatever his name was, right?
Yeah, Captain Atom. Yeah.
Nailed it.
But yes,
Blue Beetle.
My all-time favorite though has got to be Green Lantern, John Stewart.
Nice. I like this guy.
I love the dude's voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's great. What's it? Phil Lawson or something like that?
Couldn't tell you.
He's the guy who gets shot in the face by John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
In real life?
Oh, the driver? Oh.
No, the backseat guy.
Is he in the backseat?
Yeah. John Travolta turns around and he's like, you got to have.
Oh, it is the face, huh?
Yeah. And then he got John Stewart from that role.
Yeah. But I also love the sound of his beam. Right when it's going to get used, it's like, bing. It is so
I feel
good,
like I'm watching it right now.
Like it, before he creates like a light construct.
Yeah, like as he's like in it's about to produce it.
It fucking his ring's about to bust. Yeah,
okay. Exactly, dude.
But his ring ejaculates constructs.
Once I get to you with my ring, it's all just over like, for
hold
you.
On, hold yeah. on, this never happens. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm so, so sorry. I drank.
Just look away. My Stop bad. Talking.
I have to recharge.
I got whiskey ring.
I gotta recharge my battery.
Whiskey ring. Whiskey.
Dude, that'd be kind of funny. Oh, my ring's got rust on it. How did that happen?
Do you think a Green Lantern could use his ring if it was like a cock ring? If he uses it as a cock
that
ring,
that is insane. I love like, where your head is. It like no pun intended.
It like constructs. It like constructs like cock-structs, a vibrator.
Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
And it's like if he tries like really hard to use his ring,
like really hard.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be really hard, dude. For him.
Speaking of really hard, and
continue.
What's her face? Hot girl.
you like that character,
dude? I was telling him, dude. When I never realized when I was a kid, bro. When she took her helmet off, I was like, wow. Woo.
She's like redhead, right?
I was like, this is a yeah. She's like, I didn't even realize, but it was so funny. I was like, wow. I'm.
Did you feel things?
Slightly attracted to this cartoon character.
Hey,
but
fun.
I found out the voice of her is also the voice of the mom from Wizards of Waverly Place.
Hmm. You mean just the mom, not the voice of the mom?
Sorry, yes.
That's cool.
I don't know her name, but she also did other characters in the show too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. But
every time I watch an episode, I'll always like look up who, because I was like, whose voice is this? Sounds so familiar to me.
Yeah.
But
I did stan their relationship.
Yes,
the Green Lantern and Hawk Girl one really hard.
I was. I know it pissed me off, especially how they never expand on it.
I know.
Obviously, I mean, I know they have the kid because in the future, like, you know, they have the kid, but, mm-hmm. Well, excuse me, but no, I was so happy when it was happening. And then when everything broke up, I was like, wow. Like, I was really pissed when the dude came and she's like, oh yeah, by the way, this is my fiance. I was like, are you fucking kidding
you
me?
You bitch.
You absolute. Yeah, I feel like we're talking about like the latest episode of
Kardashians
or
something.
Yeah, exactly. Like The Bachelor.
How could you?
Are you still trying to find her?
No, I found it. I was just looking at other stuff.
But dude, there's so many people who like also voice in that like if you go to Justice League and go through the IMDb of all the people in it.
Is it crazy?
It's insane.
Is it Conroy, Batman?
Yes.
Cool.
Yes.
I can't remember.
They keep that up all the time. Whoever does the voice of Superman. I shit on Superman a lot because I'm a big Batman guy, but the voice of Superman, I realized I watched another Superman thing. And I was like, I really enjoy the voice of this guy being Superman. I don't know if it's just like the fact that I've heard it for so long.
How many seasons is that show?
The first one, where it's the core group.
Limited Justice League?
Yeah, that one is, I think it's like two or three.
Is it only two seasons?
52 episodes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And that's a lot of episodes.
The other one is only, I think, three, but a much shorter seasons.
Wow. Seasons. I should rewatch that show.
George Newbern.
I remember we fucked Superman. Heavy with that show.
I fuck heavy with that show every day.
Yeah.
I like that though.
Very cool.
I mean, I did watch the animated Batman ones. I was redoing that one.
Yeah. Same.
Oh, so good.
So good.
So good. Like
the Mr. Freeze episode. Are you joking?
Are you fucking joking?
No, because there's no Joker.
I really liked I was telling him about it. There's a episode. I can't remember. I think it's called like The Gray Man.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like Batman basically got his whole idea of Batman also
from the Ryan Gosling movie
from
whoa
yes
in the future
from the book The Gray Man.
Wow, the Avengers directors did this.
The brothers never miss. But yeah, no, that was really cool because he also finds the character who used to play him because somebody's recreating an episode of the show by doing the same type of like it was this guy who makes like toys or something like that.
Toy Man.
I think so. Yeah, I was like, I really want Matt Reeves to do this character. That'd be really cool. Just some dude who's just blowing shit up.
Yeah, that was a Riddler.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. What's his face? The original Adam West voiced that character.
Oh, cool.
And I was like, wow,
that's so good.
This is peak.
So meta.
Yeah, that show's so good. When I was unemployed for a few weeks, it was so sick
you
to
can
watch.
Always come back to that.
You mean last week?
No, I didn't watch it last week when I was unemployed the other time a couple months ago.
Yeah. unintentionally
yeah. That one wasn't my choice.
Yeah. What have you been watching, cool. Nathan?
I haven't really been watching anything. I saw, I've been working on just like my Halloween costume, and we've been watching movies in the background. Mm. And we saw pretty much like every Tim Burton movie.
Wow.
Almost.
Well, like all four of them or something?
Yeah. All the ones that aren't like Batman or...
like The Corpse Bride?
Yeah, The Corpse Bride we watched.
Or Frankenweenie.
Frankenweenie we also watched. The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
We did that one as well. Or no. Yeah, we did that one.
Is Paranorman?
Corpse Bride. Beetlejuice, which I watched the first time. I'd never seen that movie before.
Neither have I.
Really?
Yeah.
I like Beetlejuice.
It's pretty cool. And then like the day after, we went to Walmart and they were just playing the movie in the Halloween section, like straight up on a full TV. Yeah. And it's a little scary for like kids.
Did you watch Edward Scissorhands?
Ooh, no, we didn't.
Ah.
We were going to, and we were like, maybe we should stop with Tim Burton movies. Because apparently there's like that really quickly. Apparently there's a big fan theory that... The kid
the movies are connected?
Kid from Frankenweenie is the dude in Corpse Bride who is Jack Skellington later in Nightmare Before Christmas. And she told me about that when we were watching Nightmare Before Christmas, which we did first.
Mm-hmm. That's just what all of his characters look like.
They don't even necessarily look similar, but there's things in that movie. Like there's like a ghost butterfly thing that like Jack kind of interacts with just in the middle of singing and stuff. And then in Corpse Bride, he's like also interacting with like a butterfly with like the same design.
Cause like, isn't there like a dog in Frankenweenie?
There's a dog in Frankenweenie.
Like a skeleton dog.
Zero in Nightmare Before Christmas. Yes.
And then like a ghost dog.
Yeah. Yeah. Ghost dog is Zero. There is a skeleton dog.
Yeah.
Named like Chump or something in Corpse Bride. And so I'm like, okay.
Chump.
Yeah. Oh my God. It's Chump.
It's fucking Chump.
So yeah.
You should name your dog's dog Chump.
Also Beetlejuice, kind of mid. Alec Baldwin's in it, which is kind of weird.
I think it's like...
Rihanna Ryder's in it.
It's like a nostalgia kind of thing.
Also, wild Michael Keaton. Like,
yeah.
Like if you... to me, it's kind of like a... Kind of like a Heath Ledger thing. Like, if you wouldn't have told me it was Heath Ledger before...
Oh, I wouldn't have known it was Michael Keaton either.
Exactly. Like,
but it's not... He just doesn't look like himself either.
Yeah, that's true. He also
looks like... And he just kind of has like a raspy voice.
A crackhead.
Yeah, so...
You know, actually... I forgot to mention, I did watch recently, it was like an animated Johnny Cage movie.
They have those?
Yeah.
Sounds really terrible.
You know who was the voice of Johnny Cage?
Let me guess. Chris Evans.
No, it's he was on a TV show.
Okay.
That's my hint.
No, Jerry Seinfeld.
No. He was on a TV show... went for
Jensen Ackles.
And let's say I think they did 5 seasons. Ideally they wanted to do 6.
Tell us who it is.
They wanted to do a movie. Ideally they wanted to do 6 seasons and a movie.
Community?
Thank you.
Donald Glover is Johnny Cage?
Yes. No. It's Joel McHale.
The blonde dude?
Yeah, the cool guy, like the lawyer.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Dude, that makes so much sense.
And it's funny because he's just like kind of like he's just like a pompous asshole. I'm trying to remember what kind of character like I could compare him to, but like he's just like,
we know Johnny Cage,
he's full of shit.
Yeah,
you know, and he's just so good.
It's like hotshot guy.
Yeah, exactly. Was the movie any good?
It was actually pretty entertaining. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
Were there Mortal Kombat things that happened in the movie?
There were some characters like from Mortal Kombat in there, but he didn't fight like all of them or like not necessarily kill them. Like other side characters. Mm. Like Raiden's in it for a little bit, but then there's also this person who's like a part of Raiden's like clan.
That's so weird.
And it's funny because after they like successfully do whatever they're trying to do, I can't remember what it was. I was like falling asleep halfway through it, but like
what a good review.
Yeah, I was really tired. But he was like, she was like, I would make you my mate, but I'm already eternally with like somebody, blah blah blah. And he's like, we don't have to worry about that right now. Like, we can worry about that later. Like some shit. Like it was just very entertaining. I liked it.
That's sweet. Crazy. I didn't even know they made that.
Yeah. No, I just saw a trailer because I watched a trailer with my cousin about what movie was it that can't, because there was something about The Beekeeper. Because my cousin's really into like a lot of action movies and stuff like that. For me, I'm kind of, I don't know. Like for me, like, I don't know, as I've gotten older, it feels like the same formula.
The Beekeeper looks terrible.
But I'm still going to watch it.
Which is it's the new David Ayer movie. Where Jason Statham is a beekeeper, but the person who owns the bee farm or whatever gets like scammed and loses all her money, and so he goes and kills all of them.
She also killed herself because she...
Is he not trying to save the bees?
I didn't get that bit.
Well, he's also a part of a secret government organization where if the government falls, he's supposed to bring back...
He also used to be an assassin, but now he's a beekeeper.
It's like one of those things, you know? Retired. It's like, oh, shit, this guy is like fucking John Wick, you know?
Yeah.
And he's like getting back at those corporate baddies, you know?
But he doesn't care about bees?
No, actually, he does take care of bees.
The bees are so important, Daniel. They're dying.
Yeah. It's not. It's like
he actually uses honey as like a.
It's like they didn't know what to call this movie, and they're like, "What if we just give him this weird job and then call it that?" Because it's so unassuming.
What's a job that doesn't have a movie yet?
Yeah,
it's funny.
The dog food taste tester.
And there's also another movie with the girl from Community as well, Alison Brie, and I think John Cena.
Oh, yeah, that looks like Dick 2.
I saw the Dick 2, the sequel.
That comes out like this Friday.
Yeah, I know. I saw
going up against
we were looking at just like trailers for movies, and then we saw that and we're like, oh, what is this Johnny Cage thing? And I don't know. Like,
what is that one called? It's got a dumb name. Hold on. It's like it John looks like it's Cena, about nothing.
Alison Brie.
I saw something about it too.
They go to like a country where it's like
this, freelance. It's called Freelance.
She's like a reporter and he's like a bodyguard or something like that.
Mm. What's he done since Peacemaker?
Waiting for Peacemaker.
Vacation Friends.
Okay.
He was Rocksteady.
Oh, that's right.
He was a Ken in Barbie.
That's right. Yeah.
He was the mermaid Ken.
Yeah, mermaid.
He was in Hidden Strike with Jackie Chan.
Everybody remembers that one.
Now streaming on Netflix. He's still in WWE games, so don't worry about that.
Okay, good.
Games.
Some movie called The Independent.
Okay, well, good. He's still working. That's good.
Yeah, no, he's been busy.
Working hard. Hardly working.
Yeah, that was everything.
I saw a movie called Old Dads. It's like Bill Burr's like directing debut, I think.
Yeah. Oh,
I did see that. He also wrote it. It was just like a movie about his life, I guess, kind of loosely.
Complaining the whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine.
I haven't seen it, but I'm
good. What he's best at.
Yeah. It was like kind of funny, but it was like ultimately fine.
Mm-hmm.
It was like one of those movies where I'm like, all right, once I'm done eating, I'm going to like stop watching this. But like Sarah was watching it. And then like it got to the point where I'm like, all right, well, it's like almost done. I might as well just watch it, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was that good.
Gotcha. Might as well finish.
And Sarah put on the most outlandish show I've ever seen. It's like a British TV show. It's on Max. It's called Naked Attraction. Have you ever heard of this?
Yeah.
Have you watched it?
Yeah.
I have not heard of
it.
I've watched like parts of it, but yeah.
What is the concept?
Aren't they like... Oh, I'm thinking of Naked and Afraid, aren't I?
You are.
On an island.
Are they not in the nature?
So, no nature at all.
Are they not naked?
So, there'll be a person who's... trying to start dating, and then they'll be just shown like the lower half of five people while they're naked. And so you're just seeing like a bunch of dicks or a bunch of coochies, and then like she'll like vote one of them off just based off of their dicks.
Love that.
And then they'll show like the upper body, you know, based off of their chests or whatever. They also vote another person out.
Mm.
And then they look at their faces, and then they vote like another person out.
I love this idea.
Yeah. And then while they're all naked, wow. And then that person is naked, and here's what the other people have to say about her body or their body, you know? And then they pick someone to go on a date with based off of what they look
just
like naked.
Date after I just inspected your body like a fucking animal. That I'm
yeah.
About to cook.
Yeah. And so there's like two or three of these things, like an episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's no follow up at all. Like it's just one date and hopefully it went well. And then that's it.
Mm.
That and it's absolutely insane.
That is insane.
I like the idea of the show.
It's like British.
It'd be really funny to like see them pan up and it's like, one dude just has a massive chest tattoo or something.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Just something embarrassing.
I think that's cool.
And like, it's weird because like when they show in like the lower half and they're talking in their accents, it's like, what kind of fanny do you fancy? And so it's like,
do you fancy my coochie?
Yeah.
It's like, I've seen a video where it's like kind of similar, but like they just gradually take off clothes as they like talk to each other.
Yeah, it's like the opposite.
So they're just having sex.
There's all these like zoom in scenes and shit. It's insane.
Well, like it was like a random, I think it was like on TikTok maybe or something, but they were like talking to each other, and then like every 10, 15 minutes or something, they would just like take off an article of clothing.
Oh,
but then they would ask the person individually, like how the date's going, like out of 10. And they'd be like, that's like a four. One of them said four to begin with. Oof. And then they're taking off clothes and it's like a five now.
As it went up a little bit.
But like he could attribute that to like the further, the conversation that they've been having. So
yeah, that series is really good. I've seen those.
Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway, that's the show, Nathan.
Yeah.
In Dom.
What are we reading next week, Daniel?
What are we gonna read next week?
Good question. We're gonna be reading Captain Marvel.
Yes, we are.
Because the Marvels will be coming out.
Kelly Sue DeConnick one?
The Kelly Sue DeConnick run. Yes.
Cool. I've never read that.
Neither have I.
Is it the one where she's like doing the arm flexing thing?
I think so.
Oh, nice. like the
girl,
like Rosie the Riveter.
Yeah, is that what it is?
It sure is.
Cool name.
Someone skipped history.
No,
it's close. She's like putting a glove on.
Same vibe.
Yeah.
May I see? Cool. Yeah, I've always heard good things.
Plus, can I say
she's in the first movie? Do you know that the first Captain Marvel movie?
I did know that because you told me
just now.
No, when
it came out.
When it came out. I don't know if we had the podcast when it came out.
We did not.
That wanted. I forgot that's what the wanted picture looks like.
Yeah. Have you not watched our wanted episode, Dom?
Of course, I multiple times. Whenever I have like spare time, like if I'm taking a shower and I'm like, what am I going to listen to while I take the shower? I'll play that.
The wanted episode specifically every single day.
And then, like parts of it, and just like religiously, like ask me a timestamp and I'll tell you what you guys are talking about.
58:37,
and that's it for today's show, guys.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
Yeah, everything is in the link tree. Go like, comment, subscribe.
Go watch our wanted episode if you haven't. Put it on repeat in the shower.
Tell us what Godzilla comics you like at traverspod@gmail.com. And we'll talk at you next week.
Peace.
Bye.
Thanks, Dom.
Later.